The Three Musketeers by Alexandre Dumas. Copyright Burlington Books 2001. Chapter 1. D'Artagnan meets the Three Musketeers. In 1625, a young man called D'Artagnan arrives in Paris. He's riding an old, thin horse. D'Artagnan is very poor, but he wants to be a musketeer. The musketeers protect the King and Queen of France. D'Artagnan rides to the house of the musketeer captain. There are a lot of musketeers in front of the house. Three of the musketeers laugh at D'Artagnan's old, thin horse. They tell D'Artagnan that a musketeer has to have a good horse and a musket, and that he has to be a very good swordsman.
My father says I'm a good swordsman. I can be a musketeer.
The musketeers laugh.
How does your father know?
He was a musketeer, and he was my teacher. I'm a poor man, but...
You're not a man, you're a boy. Boys can't fight the cardinal's guards or English soldiers in a war.
D'Artagnan is angry. He says...
I'm in Paris because I want to be a musketeer. I know that I need a new horse and a musket. I can show you that I'm a very good swordsman.
D'Artagnan and the three musketeers go to a park to fight. Five of the cardinal's guards are riding in the park and see them. The guards stop because they detest musketeers. They start to fight the three musketeers.
Oh no! Five against three!
No, five against four.
D'Artagnan helps the three musketeers and they win.
You're a very good swordsman,
the musketeers say to D'Artagnan. The three musketeers are called Athos, Porthos and Aramis. They invite D'Artagnan to have dinner with them. Soon they are good friends and pass a lot of time together. The king hears that D'Artagnan is a good swordsman.
Now you can be a palace guard, D'Artagnan,
he says. D'Artagnan is happy. His dream is starting to be true.